Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Dream Playwright. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. Today, I'd like to address an important issue we all face as writers: rejection. It doesn't matter if you're pitching freelance assignments, seeking an agent to represent you, or even self-publishing. Rejection takes many forms and affects us all in different ways. But since Monday's commitment is to know, that is, know yourself, one good thing to know is how rejection makes you feel, and why it makes you feel that way. Once you know that about yourself, it's easier to deal with. We're all familiar with the infamous rejection letter. You send your manuscript to an agent or directly to a publishing house, and you get back a piece of paper that, depending on how many times you've received one, has the potential to send you into a funk for the next several days. "I can't write," you might think. "Nobody's ever going to like something I've written. In fact, it seems like I can't do anything right." Well, slow down there. I understand that reaction. We've all had it. But look, don't let it take over your life, and don't let it simmer inside of you. Here's the thing. Some rejection letters are worded more nicely than others, but no matter how the message is delivered, rejection is simply someone saying that what you handed to them is not exactly what they're looking for at that time. And really, when it comes to agents and publishers, their needs are very specific. They know the market well, and their niches are usually very narrowly defined. So you really shouldn't be offended at all if one of them tells you that your book is not quite what they're looking for. Now, since my target audience is mostly writers who wish to self-publish, and by the way, if you haven't checked out my 12-month author challenge, which is a great way to challenge yourself to get published in 1 year or less, go to dreamplaywright.com/challenge. dreamplaywright.com/challenge. But since my target audience is mostly writers who wish to self-publish, it's worth mentioning here that rejection can also come in the form of someone you know, a family member, friend, or coworker, dishing out criticism of your book. Even if it's constructive criticism, sometimes we can be sensitive to it, and too much of it can really chip away at our confidence. But you know what you do when the feeling of rejection becomes overwhelming? Let yourself have a pity party for 10 minutes, then build a bridge and get over it. You know who else built a bridge? Stephen King. He built 30 of them. Yeah, the great Stephen King got rejected 30 times for his bestseller, Carrie. In fact, his wife had to fish it out of the wastebasket for him because he got so discouraged along the way. See, we all think we can't write from time to time. I'll bet you didn't know that Lord of the Flies by William Golding was rejected 20 times. J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter was rejected by no fewer than 12 publishing houses. Harry Potter! She's a billionaire now. John Grisham's first book, A Time to Kill, was rejected by 28 publishers. And when it was finally picked up, they didn't think it would sell very well and only printed 5,000 copies. Well, the movie alone made $110 million. Anyway, don't dwell too much on your writing ability, okay? Even if you're not the best writer in the world, you still have as much of a shot at being a successful author as anyone else. Even if your writing ability is still, in the formative stages, I say go for it. Any editor worth his or her salt will be able to bring your writing up to at least an acceptable level. In the meantime, focus on attracting those followers and building your audience every single day. They'll like you even if your writing isn't perfect. And learn. Learn as much as you can about promoting yourself, about how the industry works, and as for your writing, go take a class or join a writing group. But educate yourself as much as you possibly can, because the more skills you acquire, the better your chance of success. Like I always say, combine your skills to pay the bills. And don't take rejection to heart. I think Saul Bellow said it best when he said, "I discovered that rejections are not altogether a bad thing. They teach a writer to rely on his own judgment, and to say in his heart of hearts, "To hell with you." Thanks for listening today. Remember, Dream Playwright is your program. So if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.